This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We observed a mild rebound overnight, but not really any follow-through momentum to the upside. It's been several days down here, several weeks now, lower for the most part for these grain futures, and kind of more of the same, where it's negativity over weather in Brazil, for one. We had showers really pick up over New Year's weekend and then extend into the last week and a half or so. And that it comes to the relief, of course, of these driest areas of Brazil that have been suffering from drought. It's already impacted the soybean crop here, and it could be a source of a problem, too, for the second safrinha crop that they're getting started on in terms of planning. But it's something different. It's again, a relief from drier conditions and maybe restoring some moisture for the crop ahead. We're going to still watch for potential harvest / planting delays down there in Brazil. Maybe the flip of it, this weather coming wetter too late for really any help to the soybean crop, but maybe to the detriment of harvest efforts and eventually for planting that safrinha corn crop. Another negative remains that we haven't had any export sales to speak of. The daily sales system has been quiet for several weeks. It's not been since December 19th that we've had one of those flash sales reported. We did not again here this morning, and so there's not much enthusiasm here early in the week. That could change quickly, of course, as we head into the back half of the week. Eventually on Friday, we're going to have that big crop report day, and that's what could spark a shift in sentiment.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 1.25 at 453.75. March soybeans down 4.5 at 1241 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down 30 cents at 169.65. January feeder cattle down 52 cents at 223.35. February lean hogs up 15 cents at 70.75. February pork cutout up 77 cents at 84.32. And Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 15.16. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.